Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Comedian Kevin Hart was arrested for DUI over the weekend, something he's calling an awakening. He took to Twitter and wrote, "When the cops stopped and asked me to take a sobriety test, I said, why waste our time? I'm drunk, man." He went on to write, "Drinking and driving is not a game or a laughing matter. People have lost their lives because of stupid blank like this. This is a wake-up call for me. I have to be smarter, and last night I wasn't. Everything happens for a reason." According to reports, Hart was pulled over Sunday driving erratically and almost hitting a gas tanker while going over 90 miles per hour. Rapper Gucci Mane, who was released from jail last week, has landed back in jail due to a probation violation. He posted a $75,000 bond, but was back in police custody 24 hours later. No further details were given. Singer-rapper Lauryn Hill has filed legal documents asking for mercy before her sentencing later this month, claiming there was a good reason she failed to file her tax returns for 2005 through 2007 when she earned more than $1.8 million. She already pled guilty and faces several years in prison. According to documents, she stopped paying taxes due to manipulation and very real threats to herself and her family. Lauryn's asking the court to consider several factors before her sentencing, and she's asking for probation. Singer Keisha Cole left Detroit fans angry due to her diva antics and tardiness. Fans took to Twitter and Hot 107.5 radio station to blast her. She was scheduled to do a meet and greet at a new retail store called Villa, but arrived 2.5 hours late, which caused her fans to wait outside in the cold and rain for hours. She was late because she was waiting for the venue to get her specific water she asked for before stepping foot inside. Later that night at the Motor City Casino Hotel, she yelled at the crowd for not showing her enough love, then told the audience whoever isn't rocking with her can leave. Despite protests surrounding his appearance, rapper Tyga performed at Harvard University. The opposition came from his violently misogynistic lyrics. A petition with over 2,000 signatures was presented, but the Harvard Concert Commission and College Event Boards backed the star's performance.